Unity. The announcement of the pending closure of all PV Mart locations came as a shock for those who shop there regularly, including those who travel from smaller rural communities. SaskToday.ca reached out to the residents in the Unity, Macklin, and Cutknife areas, asking them for their thoughts on the Canadian company closure. Many who commented were sad to hear of the news, saying it will now be harder to find durable clothing and footwear suitable for an agriculture-based lifestyle. I was in Lloydminster, Alta. Today and probably shopped for my last time, there were lots of farmers in there picking up their most used items if they, PV Mart, had them left, said Sheehan Brzezinski, co-owner of L&S Livestock and 4-H Parent. A lot of farmers and ranchers shop at the North Battleford store for everything from tools to animal feed. We'll have to drive to Saskatoon or Lloydminster for the same thing as there isn't much left in the Battlefords, said one man from the Cutknife area. One woman who shopped for goat and chicken feed from the Canadian retailer, said she started shopping more locally once 4-kilo Siemens feed and supply opened in Unity. We always like going to PV Mart, but it has gone downhill in the last 6 months. I used to buy all my livestock feed from them until they no longer carried it. Since the day 4-kilo Siemens opened, I have been getting all my stuff there now. 4KS owners, Jody and Michelle Kowarchuk and Stephanie Lanegraff, said they have been growing their inventory since opening. We already stock products PV Mart would carry, including high-pro feed to New Way cat and dog food due to community request. With our current supply chain, we can meet specific requests quickly and are in the process of making arrangements with new distributors, they added. Although they know they could never replace a Canadian retail icon such as PV Mart, the Unity business owners are continuously finding ways to bridge the gap for their ag customers. 4-kilo Siemens now carries various brands of feed and minerals for horses, cattle, sheep, goats, and pigs. The announcement of the closure was made on the company's social media platforms January 28, stating, "To our valued customers and communities. Yesterday, our company announced that it had sought and obtained an initial order for creditor protection under the company's Creditors Arrangement Act, CCAA, from the Court of King's Bench, Alberta. Following the recently announced closures of 22 stores in Ontario and Nova Scotia, the company will now begin store closing sales at all remaining locations across Canada. This includes 90 PV Mart stores and 6 Main Street Hardware locations. The closures and liquidation efforts will commence immediately. The retail chain first started in 1967 as National Farm Way, with its first location opening in Dawson Creek, BC. In 1975, the chain became a subsidiary of PV Company of Minneapolis and changed its name to PV Mart. Less than 10 years later, the company returned to Canadian ownership and will close as a 100% Canadian-owned and operated retailer. Dates for the official last days of the Lloydminster and North Battleford locations have not been announced.